This Tech Tools miniseries is brought to you by Prezi, the presentation tool that makes your ideas easy to follow, hard to forget, and faster than ever to create with Prezi AI. The best investment is in the tools of one's own trade. At Think Fast, Talk Smart, we're taking this quote by Benjamin Franklin, the famous U.S. inventor and founding father, very seriously. As you know, our show strives to share tips and techniques to help you hone and improve your communication and careers. These practices and approaches can be augmented with tools and technology. I'm Matt Abrahams. I teach strategic communication at Stanford Graduate School of Business. Welcome to this Tech Tools mini-series of Think Fast, Talk Smart, the podcast. In this multi-part mini-series, we'll introduce you to tools we use at Think Fast, Talk Smart to help us be better at our spoken and written communication. And you'll learn best practices from the founders who created them. Taken together, we hope these communication tools will help you find new ways to think fast and talk smart. Hi, Darren. Welcome. I'm really excited to have you on the show.
Likewise. Thanks, Matt. Really excited to be here.
So many of us have likely scheduled a meeting through Calendly, but some of our listeners might not know exactly what Calendly is. Can you share what your product is using the pitch structure I teach my MBA students, which is what if you could, so that, for example, and that's not all?
What if you could avoid the back and forth of scheduling, the sharing availability, navigating time zones, or even working out who the right person is to meet from your business so that you can schedule faster, get the right person in front of the right team, and ultimately turn those meetings into revenue, candidates in the right roles, and a much more efficient way to engage with your customers, clients, stakeholders, partners, candidates, whoever it is that you meet to get business done. For example, you can embed Calendly on your website. People can come to you. They can find a time that works for them. They can even pay you depending on the service that you use, or they may be routed to the right person if they're looking for a demo, get them to the right territory manager or the right person to meet with them. Or you can look across multiple schedules to find the group of people that they need to meet with in many cases. But that's not all. What if you could have one platform that not just allowed the ease of scheduling like you're used to with Calendly today, but it also helps you prepare, engage, and follow up on meetings? So we've got some advanced AI solutions coming that allow you to address preparation, engagement, and follow-ups as well. We all know meeting life cycle is not just about how meetings are scheduled, but how to make the meetings successful before, during, and after. So lots to share there soon as well.
That's really exciting. Just taking out the struggle of scheduling a meeting, but to then add on to it, increasing the likelihood of success sounds great. Thank you. So I'm curious to get the origin story of Calendly. What led to the creation of the tool?
Yeah. So our founder and CEO, Tope Owatonna, who is our CEO today, still in 2013, he was working in a sales role. And like many of us who are selling, either with a title that looks like a salesperson or just in our everyday professional lives, we all do a lot of selling. He was spending such a large part of his day going backwards and forwards, trying to find the right time, trying to get the right people on the calendar and by navigating schedules. And we all know when you're booking a meeting with a prospect, a candidate, a partner, an advisor, whoever it is, you don't want to lose that momentum. I don't want to have 7.6 emails, which we know on average it takes to get a meeting scheduled. If they're interested in meeting me, I want to meet them as quick and as easy and as painlessly as I can. So that frustrated Tope. It was hurting his pipelines as working in software sales. So he founded Calendly to build a solution, to build that scheduling link that would now become a household name. So that was 2013. And naturally, you add in all the layers from there. It's really great for you and I to be able to schedule seamlessly, but I actually need a more technical resource to join this demo. Or I want to share the load around amongst the four or five of us that work in a team. Or I want you to be able to book your home services appointment via my website. And then I actually want to charge you right then and there because that's how I make money as a small business owner. All of these features and use cases allowed us to become the scheduling automation platform that we are today. The next piece of the puzzle is very much the meeting itself. It's an honor to be a part of so many hundreds of millions of meetings a year, but being a part in terms of scheduling is a small piece of the puzzle. And we know that our customers are looking to us for more of the life cycle. How do we prepare and engage and follow up on the meetings as well? And that's where we're heading as a business.
Thanks for that. And it's certainly a ripe field, right? There's a lot that can be done. I know your firm has conducted research into meetings. What are some of the most interesting and useful results that you found from that research?
We've been talking about meetings for more than 10 years, and it's an area that anyone who, you know, has an interest in productivity in the workplace and the way we work together thinks about a lot naturally. We've actually just released our State of Meetings report for 2024, and it's a really good read. I can pass on a link if you're interested. But what I found fascinating was the change in perspective over time. So we all talk pretty poorly about meetings. There's lots of memes out there about meetings that should have been emails, and we all, you know, purport to want less meetings and meetings that didn't need to be meetings and all that sort of sentiment. But the reality is that meetings are where we make money. Meetings are where we align teams. Meetings are where we get work done. In many roles, especially customer or externally facing roles, without meetings, you don't make money. You don't get any work done. But the reality is, obviously, many meetings are not effective. Many meetings suck. They don't achieve those outcomes. And for the first time in all the years I've been thinking about this, that was really clear in the data, where respondents, professionals, the thousands of people we spoke to really said quite expressly that more meetings would be helpful. They want more meetings. 81% of respondents in this particular study said that more productive meetings or more meetings that were productive would help them at work. And 54% said more meetings would enhance their productivity at work. So on one sense, or on one side, we're out there talking about meetings that should have been emails, these unproductive days that I spend in meetings, but then the overwhelming majority of professionals saying, give me more, I need more meetings. And that's a really interesting dichotomy to reconcile.
I can certainly appreciate the need for effective meetings. And that's really where it becomes the challenge. And effective could be who's in the room, what we're trying to accomplish. So I'm glad that there's data that are helping us hone in and figure out what is desired out of meetings, because many of our meetings aren't as effective as they could have been. And helping people understand what makes for an effective meeting, I think, is really helpful.
I used to say meetings, debate, decision-making, and discussion. And we saw that, right? 41% of respondents said the external meetings, they're much more productive when they're used for direction and goal setting. A similar proportion said when they're used for decision-making. That's exactly it. It's what's the purpose of the meeting? Why do I need the meeting? If it's for the right reasons, we all crave it. We want more of them. If it's not for the right reasons, if we're just sharing information, if we're going in circles without a clear goal or objective, we don't want to see it. That competes with productive work.
Absolutely. So make meetings useful instead of competition for getting work done. Thank you for that.
We'll be right back to finish our conversation. But first, a quick word from one of our sponsors. Their support allows us to bring you this show free of charge. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. One pattern I see a lot, especially with people who have strong ideas, is that the hardest part isn't the idea itself. It's getting started. Turning something in your head into something real that others can actually see and engage with. That's where tools really matter. Squarespace makes it much easier to take that first step. It's an all-in-one platform where you can build a professional website, claim your domain, and create a clear home for what you're offering. You can set up scheduling, take payments, and manage your work without stitching together multiple systems. And the design tools are flexible enough that your site can reflect your voice and your brand. If you're thinking about building something, even in a small way, Squarespace helps you move from idea to action. Head to squarespace.com/TFTS for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code TFTS to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. What do a tech CEO, a beauty brand founder, and a former president have in common? They've scaled bold ideas into movements and shared what they've learned on Masters of Scale. Recently, I joined host Jeff Berman to talk about communication, how to think on your feet, structure your ideas under pressure, and make your message land. We had such a practical, wide-ranging conversation that I wanted to share it with you here. So please take a listen. And then, tune in every week to Masters of Scale to learn more about the strategies and mindsets behind extraordinary growth. Find Masters of Scale wherever you get your podcasts. And now, back to our conversation.
So, Darren, before we end, I'm asking all of the guests of this mini-series two questions. Are you ready for this?
Let's do it.
All right. I'd be very curious, who is a communicator you admire and why?
The storyteller archetype, in my view, are the best communicators out there. And I was just thinking then about who I would describe. I'll tell you a storyteller who I really admire, Brian Chester, CEO of Airbnb. Go and look up that when they announced Trips, one of their new features, the way he tells this story for a prolonged period of time had me on the edge of my seat. And I think it's such a great example of the importance of storytelling in everything you do professionally and personally. So big fan of his as a communicator for that reason.
I think storytelling is a critical skill for getting lots of information across. And talk about a tool for engagement. Storytelling actually works. Something that many people don't think about, germane to what we're talking about, is you can bring story into meetings. And in fact, it can help make meetings more memorable. So thank you for highlighting that. Final question. Beyond your tool, beyond Calendly, what is one communication hack, tool, or shortcut that you use to help yourself be more effective in your communication?
So this might sound strange being in the business of meetings, but asynchronous communication or asynchronous collaboration is how I'm successful. So what I mean by that is I spoke earlier about when you need a meeting and when you don't. But when I don't need a meeting, I still need to collaborate with my peers. And we all know that often we feel the temptation to just schedule meetings when it's unnecessary. So I know you've spoken to the folks at Loom, who I'm a big fan of, but as a principle in general, being able to share content in an asynchronous way, video, audio notes, high bandwidth ways of sharing too, right? Rather than just a message or an email, is really how my team is so effective, particularly across time zones, remote, different working styles, and so on. It's a very strong principle in the way I work and I collaborate by using video, audio, and the like to share messages asynchronously.
I really appreciate that because that is a super useful strategy for getting things done. And it allows meetings to serve the function that meetings should, which is for creative collaboration, the ability to iterate and decide and challenge. It offloads a lot of the things that we use meetings for. One of the most important things I think that I really want to highlight that you said is these are for the interactions that allow for the meetings to be effective. And I really appreciate that. Darren, this has been a great conversation. You've given us lots of insights into how we not only can schedule and plan for our meetings, but some of the things that we should be thinking about and doing when we are actually meeting. I appreciate your time and I appreciate the advice.
Great to chat. Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you for joining us for one of our communication tools episodes of Think Fast, Talk Smart, the podcast. Please be sure to listen to all of the episodes in this mini-series. We appreciate Prezi's sponsorship of these episodes. This episode was produced by Catherine Reed, Ryan Campos, and me, Matt Abrahams. Our music is from Floyd Wonder, with special thanks to Podium Podcast Company. Please find us on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe and rate us. Follow us on LinkedIn, TikTok, and Instagram. And check out fastersmarter.io for deep dive videos, English language learning content, and our newsletter. Please consider our premium offering for extended Deep Thinks episodes, Ask Matt Anythings, and much more at fastersmarter.io/premium. Before we wrap up, I just want to say thank you for listening. It really means a lot to hear how people all over the world are using these ideas in their own lives. It inspires me and the whole team that brings you this show. If you want more episodes and resources, feel free to follow, subscribe, and explore past conversations. We're grateful for your support of Think Fast, Talk Smart.